Lake State Police spokesperson Captain Nilija Mabormakwai says armed men attacked the Health Ministry vehicle about 30 kilometers from Rumbek, killing three people on spot.
The vehicle who was traveling from Rumbek, taking polio vaccines to Rumbek North, fell in an ambush of armed youth, and they were attacked. During the attack, three people were reported killed, and three others were wounded. And the wounded person were evacuated to Rumbek State Hospital.
Four of the seven people traveling in the vehicle were health workers. The other three were regular civilians who had asked for a ride to Mapeir. Makwai says the wounded were taken to Rumbek State Hospital, where they are receiving treatment. Lad McQuaig, director for the expanded program on immunization at the Lake State Health Ministry, confirms two health ministry staffers were injured in the attack, but a civilian who was not a staffer later succumbed to his injuries.
One of them was our ICMN member, the one of social mobilization. He's a county coordinator for Rumbek North. And then the others, the field supervisor for Rumbek North and the vaccine accountability monitor was also there, but they were safe. Thank God for that. But actually, it is a thing that we need actually more government to put effort on the road, because we, those who are going to deliver health services, we need actually a road to be safe.
Bishop Isaac Zio of Bako Diocese of Episcopal Church of South Sudan condemned the attack and called on armed civilians across Lagos State to stop the violence and repent.
God need us, people of Lagos State, to repent. Our nation need to repent and to come to the churches and to believe in God. Thing will stop. But even the army from Juba and from everywhere to come, huge army, will not stop that one. What they are doing, ambushing, killing innocent people, you need to stop. Respect our people. Respect humanity.
Bishop Diou says all the violence and human rights abuses taking place in Lagos State will tear the region apart unless people turn to God for help.
God is the one who can provide security. Even among the soldiers, they are not united. Even among the government, they are not united. Their hearts are divided, and they are fighting. The house or a country divided, that country will not stand. And if our state is fighting itself, will not stand. It is a punishment brought to them by God.
In a separate incident, a group of armed youth attacked a vehicle belonging to the NGO Doctors with Africa, which was taking polio vaccine doses to Arwao village in Yerul on Sunday. The attackers looted personal property but did not harm the passengers or driver. Since January, road ambushes and killings have continued in parts of Lagos State, making it difficult for travelers to move from one place to another. State authorities recently distributed 50 motorcycles to security personnel to monitor the roads and crack down on armed civilians attacking commuters. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.